Center Wellington has decided to move forward with a 7.38% tax increase in 2024, pending final council ratification. Township Treasurer Adam McNabb says this increase will cause a jump for the average taxpayer locally.
On the average assessed residential dwelling within the township of Center Wellington, we can anticipate on the township side a year-over-year increase of approximately $98.70 on an annual basis.
Several items of interest led to the increase dipping from its original draft form when it sat at 8.54%. Notably, during Thursday's deliberations, council decided to reduce the impact of termite management down to 0.8% impact on taxation. Originally, that number was above 1%. Annual OLG funding will be directed to termite management, which has been a long-spanning topic of discussion this calendar year. That wasn't the only item to peel back the increase, but Mayor Sean Waters notes this was a trying budget year.
It was a tough budget, and we understand that everyone is scrambling right now. It's not an easy time. We still have to provide a level of services, and you could tell through our discussions with council, was really struggling with this as well.
One much-discussed $14,000 item was removed as a part of deliberations Friday. The approved recommendation was to remove the rental of temporary washrooms for peak tourism season in Elora's downtown core. Also causing the taxation increase to dip was a plan by staff to phase in a new council remuneration policy by spreading it out between the years 2024 and 2025. The Center Wellington Sportsplex, on the other hand, saw some dollars directed towards upgrades. CAO Dan Wilson told the Grand at 101 Thursday, $30,000 from 2025 has been brought into 2024 for basketball nets in the hall at the Sportsplex. Also, council will be accelerating seat heating in the Sportsplex Pad B in the amount of $35,000. As a result of these moves, the township will be delaying a couple of tourism projects, an office renovation worth $26,000, and a washroom design of $50,000, both put off until 2025. McNabb says while he can't tell the future, the coming years will likely see the tax rate drop.
We do have a three-year forecast that is part of the draft budget. We will see a reduction from our current level, the 7.38, over the next couple of years. But until we have a more fulsome view in terms of what other things that might come of council and the business plan for 2024, we won't have really good line of sight in terms of what that impact might be in future years.
The final ratification from council is expected December 18th. Reporting for the Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.